Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm 73.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Right down the ground, what it don't be it. I thought about that.
And
salt
in the ground.
Say
what now?
May I ask your race?
Oh, I'm African American.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 you will probably not?
Did I vote? Yeah, I'm a registered voter.
What is your age?
I'm 73.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
8.
All right. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'll say fair.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
I'll say he handled it fair.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Right now, I'll say satisfied.
Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'll say about the same.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2. Combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
You might have to put some more water in there.
Voter security. Which one, ma'am?
Say that again.
Okay. Combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, passing common sense with gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the law.
That was lame, but just for the war.
Improving public school education.
More education.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. From which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Ma'am?
No, I'll say 100.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Oh, 100.
Joe Biden.
Well, that's 8-100.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
I don't know about that. I'll say 80.
All right. Jill Stein.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
No, no.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
I don't know that one either.
Donald Trump.
Oh, shoot. That's a seven.
Yeah.
All right. That might be easy to get in the building.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Who would I vote? Biden.
Okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Would you say yes some or yes a lot?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
He speak more the truth.
Okay, so would you say somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
And what did you see or hear that makes you more likely towards to support Joe Biden for president?
To me, he's better than Trump.
Okay. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
I don't.
Okay. And what did you see or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
That's a big question there. I don't think I will vote for him.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. Rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of equality, education.
Crime and violence.
All right. Is there any other one?
No, I don't want to do the most of Social Security.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The rights of white supremacy and nationalism.
Say what now?
For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The rights of white supremacy and nationalism.
Trying to deal with this all the violence.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Trying to deal with all this violence.
Would you say Biden is much better or Trump is much better?
I said Biden.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy, who would be better at that?
see about getting people more help.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Seeing about people getting more help.
Yes, Boyd. Who do you think would be better at growing the U.S. economy?
Biden.
Who do you think would be better for the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Who do you think would be better at dealing with that issue?
Biden.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Don't make no difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Unfair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Every now and then.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, or other?
Instagram.
All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
10.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Widow.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, then moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year? How often do you go to church, ma'am?
Every other Sunday.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Mixed.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live where I am in an apartment. It's nice.
Okay, would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
All right. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Uh-huh.